You want a junk drawer in every room in your home, don't you? At least one. In the kitchen, you need a place for the odd pieces of silver and cookware you've picked up in restaurants and other people's houses over the years. It doesn't fit with yours. And items like broken jackknives and cheap plastic pens that went dry decades ago, and pennies, and 9 kinds of tape, and that single Kleenex you thought you were going to use again, a pair of scissors so gummed up from cutting tape they don't work anymore, a flashlight that never did work. Parts of everything in the house that has parts, but you don't know what goes with what anymore, and most things are working exactly as well or poorly as they did before those various thingamajigs fell off them anyway. And what is that stupid piece of wood in there? It looks absolutely unrelated to anything, including the tree it came from. I suppose it could hold a door ajar in the same way that virtually everything else on Earth can hold a door ajar. Better not throw that away. In the home office, one of the desk drawers attracts cheap plastic dried-up pens. That old art class X-Acto knife that takes a slice off the end of your finger once a year or so as you're reaching for something else in there. And of course, pennies. Plus a couple of paper clips that you bent out of shape to serve as clutch toothpicks, and now you don't even want to use them for that. Several business cards from people who've died, or you came to hate and stopped doing business with them. And for all you know, they're dead too. Your whole generation is living on borrowed time. And receipts for products purchased so long ago, they're not made anymore. Your name tags for specific one-time events you attended before time was born, they're so useless, they're beyond useless. Until you start forgetting your own name. Okay, hang on to those things. They don't take up much space. In the bedroom, you need a junk dresser drawer for half pairs of socks and suspenders that wouldn't suspend anything anymore. And the tank tops that make you cringe just looking at them like you should ever wear a tank top again. And cheap plastic dried up pens and pennies. And a light bulb you know is burnt out. And OMG, those photos from somebody's birthday party where you put the Dutch oven on your head and crawled around on all fours and headbutted a hole in the big stereo speaker. How funny was that, really? In the bathroom, never mind, that'd make lousy radio, but you've got junk in there too, don't you? How about the garage and that 3-drawer disaster out there? The collection of remote control devices for everything from a car you can barely remember to the first gas fireplace, a dual-fuel backup that never kept the pipes from freezing, to 5 different long-gone TVs. The question isn't just, why save them here in this nowhere place in the garage, but why save them at all? Look at this thing, an axe head, ancient, thick with rust and dust. The cutting edge, as it happens, so dull you could hammer panel nails with it or flatten meat for grilling. All right, here's what I'm going to do, and you should too. Pull your junk drawers out, turn them upside down, gather up the pennies, bring them into KAXE. The rest, call it what it is, it's landfill. You know what that means.